USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is putting it bluntly regarding how the U.S. is handling the war between Russia and Ukraine.
Rice said the U.S. tends to be a little behind when it comes to sending Ukraine what it needs.
Perhaps just to anticipate a little bit better what the Ukrainians are going to need, because it takes a long time to supply.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Rice said that this war keeps evolving and you have to be ahead of it. She said Russian President Vladimir Putin has to know time isn't on his side, although right now he probably thinks it is. I'm Dave Collins.
Congressman Michael McCaul says F-16 fighter jets and long-range missiles need to be given to Ukraine.
With the right weapons, it shouldn't take so long, and it really didn't have to happen this way.
The Texas Republican spoke to ABC's This Week and said with pressure from Congress, the U.S. can get Ukraine enough munitions to win the war. The Environmental Protection Agency says the air quality in East Palestine, Ohio is acceptable. Regional Administrator Deborah Shore said they've conducted more than 570 home reentry screenings.
I continue to be pleased that there have been no exceedances for residential air quality standards, and outdoor air quality remains normal.
The agency said all rail cars from the February 3rd train derailment have been removed from the site. A challenger is emerging to President Biden's expected re-election bid.
Self-help author Marianne Williamson says she will run for the 2024 Democratic nomination for president, mounting a primary challenge to Joe Biden. Williamson is expected to challenge Biden from the left, but she's unlikely to get any institutional support, especially from any progressives in Congress, as the Democratic Party seems to be circling around the president. Williamson also ran for president in 2020, but failed to qualify for any primary. In an email to donors, she said she will formally announce her candidacy on Saturday. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Crews in Boston are getting ready for a major winter storm. It's the same system that's coming across the West Coast after dumping heavy rain and snow across Southern California.
Yeah, we missed it. I thought we were done with the winter.
Yeah.
It's not like it was over.
We're going to get pummeled on Tuesday.
Parts of New England did get some snow over the weekend, but much more is expected by Monday night. Forecasters say it could dump more than a half foot of snow on some areas before moving out. A new study indicates using marijuana could be hazardous to your health.
The study, led by researchers at Stanford University, finds that frequent marijuana use can increase the risk of cardiovascular disease. Analyzing data from 500,000 people, the team found that those who smoked marijuana more than once a month were much more likely to have a heart attack than those who used less often, and users were more likely than non-users to have an attack before turning 50. Pot smoking appears to increase inflammation in the blood vessels, the scientists say, though they note that can be blocked by a molecule found in some beans. The full study is due online in April in the journal Cell. I'm Karen Sloan.
A ruling that's expected any day by a federal judge in Texas could block access to an abortion pill across the U.S. A group of anti-abortion doctors is asking a judge to vacate the FDA approval of the abortion pill mifepristone. The group claims the FDA improperly approved the drug in 2000. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.